Luke has particular fun in narrating this episode in today's gospel. And the fun comes to a high point in verse 26, the last verse of our reading today from Luke chapter 5. And if you'll permit me, I just want to read two phrases in the Greek for you, just to give you a flavor of the sound of it. Kai ekstasis elabin hapantas. And we could recognize that word ekstasis. To stand beside yourself, to be outside of yourself, to be totally gobsmacked, to be taken beyond yourself and beyond your expectations. Elaben is amazement too, so they were totally, utterly beside themselves with amazement. And this is not Luke. Luke doesn't tend to pile phrases on like this. And then at the end, the speech that these people give when they run around and talk to one another, Eidomen paradoxa simeron. We have seen a paradox today. We have seen a paradox today. And that has moved us outside ourselves beyond our wildest expectations. The healing of the lame man was not the beyond the expectation. It was the forgiveness of sins that caused the most upset and the most upheaval. For forgiveness of sins is a long, solemn and expensive process of bringing the right beasts for sacrifice, to make reparation for your sins, to just walk away with somebody telling you your sins are forgiven without putting that much effort into it. This is truly a paradox, truly something to be beside yourself with amazement at. And we might think that we are used to this, the simplicity of forgiveness. In some ways, the ease of forgiveness, the easy way in which it comes to us in the sacrament of reconciliation, when we pour our burdened consciences out. But we are still not used to it. We see it around the upheavals of the Pope's apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia. There are those who are fighting against it because the forgiveness is too easy. They are not dragging their sinful selves in sorrow, sacrificing the modern-day equivalent of so many beasts in long temple ceremonies. The Pope has done something astounding. He has opened the gates of forgiveness wider. He has opened the outreach of God beyond the walls of the temple and the church even further. Not that God needed that opening, but we needed to see it being opened so that our own hearts could be opened more to giving forgiveness. For we have become as faithful Catholics used to receiving it, but with giving it. Ah, there is the astounding thing when it happens. There is something to make everybody ecstatic when ordinary Catholics forgive and show mercy and embrace others. Isn't that so? For yes, we are meant to be that community of grace and life and healing described so beautifully by Isaiah in the first reading. So come on, let's be it. Let our touch and our presence bring others to ecstasy. And let us say we have seen a paradox today. The all-holy God forgives easily the unholy who come to him. Amen.